The Florida Keys are different from the mainland, including in the plan to protect the area from flooding and storms. The plan for Miami-Dade would use walls and gates to keep floodwater at bay. That's not the case for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers proposal for the Keys. Roman Gastesi is the Monroe County Administrator.
Really, it's elevation. We can't put a wall. You put a wall on one side, then the water comes in through the other side. So, you know, we don't have that luxury of going inland. There is no inland.
The $5.4 billion plan includes elevating more than 7,000 homes. It would also stabilize just over a mile of shoreline along the Overseas Highway in six different segments. It also includes floodproofing critical infrastructure and almost 4,000 commercial buildings. And almost 300 homes would be targeted for buyouts. That could be a problem. Corps policy says they have to be able to use eminent domain. That's when the government can buy your property, even if you don't want to sell.
That's a deal breaker for us. So we will not move forward if that's still in there.
The county is trying to get a waiver from Congress on the eminent domain part of the plan. If they don't, they would probably go forward only with the other parts of the plan, which means they would lose out on federal money for any of the buyouts. The Corps has scheduled virtual public meetings and office hours about the plan in July. Keys residents have until August 10th to offer feedback. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.